Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Coming to the Elks Theater, Dean Simmons will be here. I recorded that interview yesterday morning. You will hear that right after we talk with Jamie here. And then after the news break with Link, with the local and state news, we will hear an interview with Susan Bulletin. Now, any parent of a young child knows what it's like when the little ones are home during the summer and they have what we impishly call the brain drain, where they forget everything they learned at school and then have to go back in the fall and start all over again. Well, she's written a book called, it's a series of books actually, it's called Brain Quest, and it's intended for small children getting ready to go back to school. I will interview her coming up after the news break. But we've got Jamie Gehringer in the bullpen ready to come on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Celebrate the 4th of July at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Join us for a free family picnic from 4 to 9, including hot dogs, chips, and Pepsi while supplies last, along with carnival games, face painting, a water slide, and a bouncy house. Don't miss the fireworks show blasting off at 9:15, weather permitting. Become a castle insider. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and sign up for weekly updates on promotions and events and receive special offers for insiders only. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, since we are in the brand new KQ&A studio, and I broke it in by not having my microphone on when we started the show today, just to remind you who's coming on the show today, we have Jamie Gehringer from Smart Girls Resale Fashion. She's sitting across from me right now. And then following the next break, You'll hear from Dean Simmons. He is the country singer whose Garth Brooks tribute show is coming to the Prescott Elks Theater this Saturday. He is leaving Las Vegas to treat us to a show this weekend. And then after the news break, Susan Bulletin for her grace, her book about the summer brain quest of keeping the kids sharp in time for school. Well, the good news is, of all that, Jamie Gehringer is indeed here. Jamie, it's been a little while since we've seen you. Good to see you again. You have got the perfect kind of fashion show coming up, because we're all in the patriotic mood this week, because tomorrow is Independence Day. What are you doing to honor that?
Well, we are hosting our very first patriotic fashion show this Saturday at 2 o'clock there at Smart Girls. Smart Girls is beginning to get more involved with Women's Veterans Services, the department with the state and for women, and the U.S. Vets program, because we service women and they're very mm-hmm. important. And this isn't one of my employees is a 6-year vet at the Navy. I mean, she spent 6 years in the Navy, and her husband is an 8 or 10 year veteran that he spent he was a gunner in a Black Hawk. So I can do enough to say thank you to them. And so mm-hmm. we want to honor the women veterans. So they are going to be our models this time, and just be able to shower them with thanks and make them just feel very special, and promote that to the women, the other people in the community, and let them know, hey, this is what's happening. Women veterans are important too, because sure. everything we talk about the male vets being homeless and have PTSD or they're disabled, but there's not much talk for the women.
Mm-hmm.
And they're homeless just the same. There's so many that are homeless. They've lost their marriages. They've lost their jobs because of this, of what happened when they served our country.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my way to say thank you.
Now, lest someone get the impression that this is a fashion show of military uniforms.
No.
It's not that, is it?
It is not. that we wear in Smart Girls clothes are going to have a casual outfit and a dressier outfit, and they get to pick them. They'll have personal stylists there to help them, and guide them. Some girls are fashionistas and some are not. We will be there to assist them with that, and they get to choose it. And mm-hmm. Our gift to them will be one of the outfits that they wear. Will be their gift.
Have you done this before, or is this the first one?
Patriotic is first. We do 4 in-house fashion shows a year, and then I go off-site and do the fashion shows and do a pop-up store.
Uh-huh. Take me back to the genesis of this idea. How did you come up with this idea?
In April, when we did the Women's Entrepreneur Fashion Show, we got done, and one of the ladies said something about veterans, and it had this massive light bulb go, oh my gosh, we need to do a patriotic one after the 4th of July, and we sure. need to honor women veterans. And that's how it happens. And my poor staff, bless their heart, they stick with me, because I tend to be a shotgun approach and fly by the seat of my pants and very much of a visionary. So we're like, okay, let's do this and mm-hmm. let's get it done. So that's what we did.
So tell us exactly when and where the fashion show will be.
Saturday the 7th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Smart Girls at 6616 East 2nd Street. I am between Prescott East Highway and Glassford Hill Road on the south side. And we do take reservations. We do, this is a full runway fashion show. We roll out the pink carpet, and we have 20 chairs total. On those 20 chairs, when you make a reservation, you get a swag bag with some goodies in it, not just a business card and a coupon. You actually get some kind of a certificate, or there's items in it. So it's actually not like a home show swag bag, okay? Not that there's anything wrong with that,
sure.
but we want the ladies at RSVP, since they did RSVP, we want them to have something special.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to be military involved, but
no.
You do have to the RSVP, right?
They have to RSVP for the chairs. I would love to pack out Smart Girls and just show the women how much we appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I just get weepy when I think about how much they've done for our country, and that I can live in my home and drive down the street and not have fear.
Yeah.
And it's all they're doing.
Sure. You know what? It's hard to believe that almost 10 years have gone by. For those in our listening audience who have never been to Smart Girls Resale Fashion, tell them what to expect when they walk in the door, not just for the fashion show, but if they happen to be driving right now and they go in the store. Tell me what they'll experience.
Well, our goal is to always make sure that women feel special and unique and loved. and build, that we're going to build a relationship with them. If they just want to go shop and don't want any, they just want to come, I'm good. We can do that too, but it's, you know, that from door to door, that is Smart Girls Turf, and that's our territory, and we are loving, we are happy, we're personal stylists, so you're always going to get a personal experience. We're 3,300 square feet of women's clothing accessories. Mm-hmm. And nothing in this store is the same. Yeah. To sizes 00 to 3X. So Chico's is our number one label. But we also have the high-end bags that are super affordable. So it's really for everyone. It's not a high-end boutique. It serves everyone.
Mm-hmm. Now, you take consignments, right?
We are full consignment.
We're full consignment. But I think it's just as important for our listeners to know what brands you don't want to consign, correct?
You know, there's nothing wrong with these labels, but because of the value of them and the quality of them, it's not something that's advantageous for us or the consigner or the shopper. It's not a great deal.
Yeah.
So the designated labels from Walmart, Target, Payless, and Kmart, we don't have.
It just wouldn't fit your market.
It doesn't fit our market. And you could go buy it for less expensive at Walmart than when you can for us. Because mm-hmm. the consigner needs to make money. Why would they come consign with us? And that's why it's we try to make it very fair for the consigner and make a great deal for the shopper.
Now, coming up on, in addition to the fashion show coming up on the 7th, on October 6th, you have a Pink Warrior fashion show. Tell us about that.
The Pink Warrior fashion show is for breast cancer survivors. October is the designated breast cancer awareness month, which is really important. We have to do those things and make that aware. And there's countless numbers of women and honestly men being treated for breast cancer. But we don't service men in my store, so mm-hmm. it's for breasts, for women.
Sure.
Because I don't have men's clothes. But women that go through cancer, I can't imagine what goes their body, number one, how it changes their life, number two, how it changes their family, and especially if they have to have the drastic surgeries, it changes our womanhood.
Sure.
You know, when men, there are certain times in men's life when you're like, that just, you feel like part of your manhood is gone.
Sure.
And it's the same for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to honor them. And because, I mean, that's PTSD also. So, which is just a different kind.
Sure.
So we want to honor them also. And we would love to have the survivors be our models. But it's up to them. Because some of them are like, I'm done with it. I don't want to know. I don't want to talk about it. I've moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are like, hey, thank you. Because this was really tough. And we just want to honor them.
Now, for the men in our listening audience, now, of course, this is a 100% women's, you know, clothing store. But I happen to know of someone in this building who got a gift certificate for the lady in his life a couple of years ago, and she was thrilled with it. She's made very good use of it. You do make those available for men to come in and please their lady, don't you?
Absolutely. Well, what a better way to give your wife a gift, because women love to shop. So, or just a place to go hang out with your girlfriends and have some fun. So that is just, honey, I love you, or hey, it's your birthday, Mother's Day, or I'm so
happy birthday,
sorry. A Smart Girls gift card is it's different. It's not just, hey, let me give you, let's just go out to eat. This is something specifically for her, and it just, they get special treatment when they come.
Now, with the fashion show coming up Saturday, do you have any special sales after the show?
Well, if they purchase the models, what the models are wearing, they get the staff discount on those items. So if the model hasn't purchased it, and if it hasn't been purchased by somebody else, because if it's available on the runway, it's available for you to purchase,
mm-hmm.
They get 20% off the retail price on it if it's a regular priced item. Because there's a sale on stuff every day at the Smart Girls because we have a tiered markdown starting at 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
The last, when we did the Entrepreneur One fashion show, when the gals had this little vest on, and she was going to buy it, and somebody walked up and literally took it off her and said, hey, I want this. She's like, wait a minute, I wanted to buy that. So we have to specify if something is available. You know, you can't fight a battle you don't know you have, and that's when we're like, well, we won't do that for next time, kind of thing.
How often do you get someone coming in saying, I want you to dress me. What do you think would look good on me? And when you recommend it, they go, really?
A lot of times, because a lot of people, they go to the department stores or they go to the other stores, which there's nothing wrong with going to TJ Maxx or Ross or Maurice's or Rue or Dillard's, and they don't get that personalized service. They don't get true personal stylists. So they lie to them a lot just to make the sale. We don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in that. It's wrong because they're going to get home and hate it. And then it's not going to be a good advertisement for us. And I want them to be happy and feel good in it. I want people to say, hey, I like your outfit, and them to go, hey, I got it at Smart Girls. Have you checked that? Someone something that they look terrible in.
Yeah.
And if they really want it, they're welcome to buy it. And we started offering a selected shapewear.
Yeah.
So the ladies can, if they're like, yes, I want this, but it's one-stop shopping because they can get their shapewear there also.
Mm-hmm. How often do you get somebody who sees something that Taylor Swift is wearing and they want that when, in fact, they look like Kathy Bates? It's just not going to fit, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And they may like, hey, I found this outfit and I really like it. Do you have something like that here? And we will do our best to put that together for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be exactly, but who wants to look like somebody else anyway?
Well, sure.
You're unique
indeed.
And individual. Nobody has your same DNA, so why wear something that somebody else is wearing?
So tell us once again how to find Smart Girls Resale Fashion and your phone number or web page or both.
The web page is being redesigned right now, so I don't want to give that. But the phone number is 772-1227, and our address is 6616 East 2nd Street. We are between Prescott East Highway and Glassford Hill Road. On the south side. So if you know where Elegant Bride is at, we are in the same building.
There you go. And the fashion show, the fashion show featuring military women,
yes,
is, once again, tell us when and where.
Saturday the 7th at 2 o'clock at Smart Girls. Call and get 772-1227 and make your reservation.
Always a pleasure. Jamie Gehringer,
thanks
for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because we have Dean Simmons coming your way. He's the Garth guy. He will be appearing on stage Saturday at the Prescott Elks Theater. That interview is coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to play all summer long.
Now they work hard to keep you cool and comfortable during even the hottest months of the season.
For four generations, highly trained technicians, mobile dispatch, and 24/7 emergency services, Gettles High Desert Mechanical is the name to trust. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com.
Don't forget they take care of plumbing problems too. They sure work hard. Give those boys a call, 772-2751. They're waiting to hear from you, and we thank you kindly.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. It's my pleasure to talk to the man who's bringing his Garth Brooks tribute to the Elks Theater this Saturday evening, the 7th. His name is Dean Simmons. We call him the Garth guy. Dean, I have to ask you, of all the performers you can do a tribute show for, why would you set the bar so high as to take on an icon like Garth Brooks?
Oh my gosh, that's a great, great question. If I didn't select doing Garth Brooks above any other country singer. Didn't actually set my sights on doing a tribute show or impersonating anybody. I had my own country band in the early '90s up in Portland, Oregon, where I grew up, and I was singing everybody's songs. But people just always commented that when I sang Garth Brooks songs, that I sounded a lot like him. And back in 1994, there was a show in Pigeon Forge, a tribute show that needed a Garth Brooks, and they got a hold of me and asked if I would consider giving it a shot, and I thought it sounded like a fun opportunity, so I started studying video footage, and I auditioned, and I got that job, and about a year and a half later, I moved to Las Vegas, and I auditioned for Legends in Concert, and I got that job, and I've been doing it ever since.
Now, you mentioned Pigeon Forge. Would that be Dollywood?
It was near Dollywood, but they have a lot of theaters in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. This was a show called Stars of Country back in those days, yeah.
So when you're doing your Garth Brooks tribute, do you have a full band with you?
Yes, I do, yeah.
And
I offer solo shows, too, for smaller events from time to time, but most of my work is with my band.
And when you take the stage at the Prescott Elks Theater this Saturday evening, we're expecting a full house. So I have to ask you, with all the hits from Garth Brooks you have to choose from, how in the world do you narrow it down to an hour and a half or two-hour show?
Yeah, we do 90 minutes, and it's tough. There are so many great Garth Brooks songs. We just try to touch on all the biggest ones and all our favorites, and we do change, you know, we change the show from time to time, so we'll probably have a handful of songs that, if you saw us there a couple of years ago, you will probably have a handful of songs that'll be different. He actually has come out with some new stuff here within the last year or so, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. So we've added some of that in as well. But yeah, it's tough. There's a lot of really great material, and I love the ballads too, a lot of the slower songs, but you don't want to make a live concert too ballad heavy, so you have to pick the best of the best and keep the energy up. But they're all just great songs, so you know, we love doing all that music, and if we miss somebody's favorite, we apologize, but we do the best we can to get all the best in there.
What are you doing these days in Las Vegas?
I'm basically based out of Las Vegas. I book a lot of other shows as well, so I have my my business on the side that I do that. We actually just got back in town yesterday from a show in Clinton, Missouri with the band. So we're just based here, and we fly in and out of Vegas, and it's a good place to be based out of for this tribute world. I do shows once in a while on the Fremont Street stages, and also I go in and out of the Legends and Concerts show at the Flamingo from time to time as well.
Now, you grew up in Oregon, right?
That's correct.
I ask every musician this question. When you were a little kid growing up in your parents' home, whose music were you hearing in the home?
Well, a lot of it was my dad's. My dad was a country musician and singer, as well as my uncle and my grandfather, actually. So I grew up third-generation country musician. I had bands rehearsing in the living room as a little kid. I started playing guitar when I was 7 years old. So a lot of the stuff that I grew up on, and it was like the Merle Haggard and George Jones, some of the you know, the older country music, even way back to like Ferlin Husky and Hank Snow and stuff like that, the old Grand Ole Opry days. So I grew up with that, and then I also the Eagles were huge. Mm-hmm. Growing up, and so I was learning all that stuff on guitar when I was a little kid as well. So
in fact,
a lot of our favorites.
In fact, about a week after you're at the Prescott Elks Theater, J.D. Souther, who wrote several of the Eagles hits, will be on stage there too. Have you ever met?
No kidding.
Oh yeah, I'll be talking to him on the air next week here. Have you ever met Garth Brooks?
I have not had the honor of meeting the man yet. I'm coming up on 25 years doing this tribute, and I haven't had a chance to meet him yet. I've seen him live in concert 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Way before I started, even thought I would be doing this. This is probably in about 1991 or 2. He was on one of his first tours. He had Martina McBride opening for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing the Coliseum in Portland, Oregon. And a band I was playing guitar for was doing a little event in the adjacent building called, we were calling it The Dance. And it was going to be an after party for the Garth Brooks concert. And also during the show, people that couldn't get tickets, which there are a lot of those people, also came to our show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was assigned by my band leader. They gave me a stack of tickets. They told me to go into the Coliseum. They gave me some credentials to go into the Coliseum and find whoever I could find with Garth Brooks and Martina McBride people to give them a stack of tickets and invite them to our event after the show. And so I did that, and I found somebody I gave the tickets to, and on my way out, I saw a guy in a ball cap and sweatpants standing there signing a poster for mm-hmm. a couple. There were 3 people standing there, and I was about 6 feet away from them probably, and there was Garth. So I could have probably walked up and said hello, but I had I was like, oh, I don't want to bother them, and I just mm-hmm. walked along. And of course, I had no idea I would wind up doing this in my life at the time. But that was the closest I came. And I know some people that have met him and have told him about me.
Mm-hmm.
And right before he retired, 12 to 15 years ago or something. Somebody told him about me, and he says, oh, that's awesome. Tell Dean to hold the fort down for me. Those are my closest brushes right there.
Dean, always keep this in mind. A couple years ago, I went to a coffee house locally, and a guy was doing the old Dave Loggins song, Please Come to Boston. And he said he was doing the song at a coffee house in Colorado Springs one night, and he noticed a guy in the audience kept really humming along with it and bobbing his head. And when he finished the song, the guy walked up to him, and he said, I just want to tell you, that's the best rendition I've ever heard of my song. It was Dave Loggins. What would you do if you were performing one day and Garth walked right up on the stage while you were doing his tribute show?
What would I do? I'd probably fall over.
That would make a nice
I would handle that, but I would definitely be shocked and awestruck. I would definitely be very starstruck if I ever met him.
You mentioned different places you played. What was your largest audience?
My largest audience was probably about 4 years ago. This is televised. That's why but we had the honor of being on Access TV. We featured on the World's Greatest Tribute Bands on Mark Cuban's network there. So that was broadcast worldwide, live, actually. No pressure there. I actually broke the guitar string about three quarters of the way through the show, so threw it to commercial, but that was a blast. That was probably our biggest crowd there. And then live-wise, we had, I think, about 25,000 people at a show we did in Salt Lake City. This was probably about 3 years ago as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I lived in Los Angeles, the rocker Billy Squire probably fired his agent because he got him a gig doing the back room at a Borders bookstore. So I have to ask you, what was your smallest audience?
We had a show at the Debbie Reynolds Mega Resort and Casino here in Vegas. It later became the Greek Isle. I had a nice little showroom in it, but I was in a multi-character country tribute show that ran for a few weeks there. And one show, we had four people in the audience. And we had, an entire, eight-piece band, five different tribute acts. It was a pretty big production. And we had to go ahead and do the show anyway. We actually, I got their names, and at the end of the song, we were like, oh, thank you, Dave, Frank, Paul, Susie. So, yeah, that was probably the smallest crowd, four people.
Oh, my heavens. Now, I have to ask you, you can't really do a Garth Brooks tribute without dressing the role. So where do you find those clothes?
Well, he recently switched clothing companies to this outfit called Cinch. But back in the day when he was wearing all the flame shirts and, you know, the 90s garb, which is what I portray. I portray him back in the heyday more than going with the current look of his more plaid shirts of being uncuffed and all that. So anyway, those shirts were made by a company. A rodeo star named Maury Tate has a shirt company called Mo Betta, and Garth co-designed with him a bunch of those shirts that he wore in the early days, and were on his big on the album covers and everything. And so I would buy my shirts from that company. They're a little company in Apache, Oklahoma. Recently, they stopped making those shirts, so I finally just had to get a seamstress to start building them for me here within the last year or so. But it's all been authentic, and now I have to get them made because the people that make them don't make them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Now, those of us who remember Garth Brooks' specials for NBC, I've heard it said that he took country music and turned it into a rock theatrical experience. Do you think Garth Brooks was responsible for turning a lot of rock people onto country?
Absolutely. I think he actually resurrected the entire country music genre in right around 1989, 90, 91 when he was coming out and taking the world by storm there. He crossed over a lot of those songs, Thunder Rolls and Rodeo, and all of this stuff was not quite as twangy country. Before him, it was like Alan Jackson and Randy Travis and Vince Gill, and these guys were all great, great guys, but as far as the visual, Garth was a Kiss fan and a Yes fan. He was into those, you know, big rock and roll light shows, and to have a country singer run around the stage and entertain the way he he did was never done before. So I think he brought a whole new younger generation into being country music fans that otherwise, country music fans were getting into retirement and getting older, and it was not cool. When I was in high school playing country music, it was not cool.
Yeah.
Where were my high school peers? But shortly after then, Garth Brooks came out. That was actually a popular thing amongst my own peers. So I think he was huge in doing him and Shania Twain both with crossing over into the rock field and bringing new people into the country music fold were hugely instrumental.
You know, speaking of crossing over, as you know, Billy Joel wrote Shameless, and he released it as a single. It didn't do very great, but Garth Brooks heard it and he contacted Billy Joel. He said, "Do you mind if I cover your song?" And Joel said, "Are you kidding? You want to cover my song?" He was thrilled. And of course, Garth turned it into a gigantic hit. I mean, that was huge. And a lot of people don't know Billy Joel wrote that song.
I know it. I know it. Yeah, that's a great song. I had Billy Joel guested on the big Central Park show, too. Garth had him on, and they did Ain't Going Down together, and they did New York State of Mind together, which is, I love that song. And Garth does that, too, sometimes.
So what is your personal favorite Garth Brooks song, and which is your audience favorite?
Well, the audience favorite is easy. That's Friends in Low Places.
Mm-hmm.
And that song has always just been a blast to perform. Me, personally, as far as my favorite ones to sing, I'm going to have to say probably Thunder Rolls. I love the drama behind that song and just the way it comes off. I like a lot of the ballads and, If Tomorrow Never Comes and Unanswered Prayers. And, I like a lot of the sweet, slow songs like that, too, as far as what I enjoy performing. But, again, there are so many great ones. There's not really any point in the show. It's like, oh, I got to do this song now. I love all that music.
And we look forward to your show coming up this Saturday evening, the 7th at 7 p.m. at the beautiful Prescott Elks Theater. You can go online to PrescottElksTheater.com for tickets or call 777-1370. Dean Simmons, thanks for being with us today on Q&A. We look forward to seeing and hearing you Saturday at the Prescott Elks Theater. You have a great show.
Thanks very much, DJ Phone. See you guys out there. We appreciate it.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
Did you know that in Yavapai County, hundreds of children have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect?
This is Quincy Castleberry with CASA of Yavapai County. With so many children in out-of-home care, we are in desperate need for more caring adults to advocate for these children. It takes just 15 to 20 hours a month to make a difference in a child's life. If you have the desire to be a mentor to help change the life of a vulnerable child, please visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org and make an impact that lasts a lifetime.
Transportation is my career, but education is my passion. I am Jody Rooney, Republican candidate for the Arizona House of Representatives. I believe the time is right to invest years of leadership and government experience toward a stronger, safer, and more robust Arizona. For more than a decade, my husband and I have called the Quad City area home, and I am a Prescott Valley Town Council member. We enjoy an amazing quality of life, and I'm running to keep it that way. Visit electjodyrooney.com to find out why I am your candidate.
Paid for by Elect Jody Rooney, LD1. Authorized by Jody Rooney.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A neighborly fight has resulted in a Cottonwood man going to jail. 1 week ago, 911 operators received a call from someone claiming 56-year-old Jeffrey Montgomery was outside the victim's residence on Main Street, threatening to shoot him with a gun. Officers arrived on scene to find Montgomery approaching the residence with a straight-blade knife in his hand. When he saw police, he tried to hide the knife behind a shed. According to Cottonwood police, it appears the altercation started when the victim asked Montgomery to quiet down while Montgomery was outside. When the victim said this, Montgomery came at him and a fight started. After the fight stopped, the suspect told the man he was going back to his house to get a gun to come back and shoot him, but he grabbed a knife instead. Montgomery is facing a charge of felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Add Prescott Valley to the list of Arizona communities that won't be having a fireworks display tomorrow.
Prescott Valley officials have made the decision to cancel this year's show.
We are experiencing a historical dry spell that has all of our grasses completely burned out. It's historically dry, and the risk is just not worth taking.
Prescott Valley Town Manager Larry Tarkowski says another factor was the extra resources needed for a safe fireworks show.
When we have our fireworks, we are serving thousands of people. That many show up at the city park and then all of the neighborhoods around. We're serving thousands of people, so we're reluctant to go ahead and cancel the fireworks.
The town will still host a day of fun at the Prescott Valley Civic Center on Civic Circle from 4 to 9 tomorrow. Prescott won't have fireworks either, but activities will be held at Mile High Middle School off Montezuma Street from noon to 9. Fireworks displays are scheduled to go on in Chino Valley and Cottonwood. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQNA weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny for the end of your week. Expect an overnight low of 61 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 89 tomorrow and a high of 96 on Thursday. 66 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 98 and a high on Thursday of 105. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Recce Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
There's a place where we learn that in giving we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Stay, Cowboy, is the theme for the 131st World's Oldest Rodeo, and we hope you can embrace it with us. The idea came from the early 1900s when cowboys were encouraged to say, "Stay, Cowboy, stay." That meant to stay in the well or the saddle, complete a ride. It was also an idea used by the Santa Fe Railroad to encourage riders to come to Prescott over the 4th of July and watch the World's Oldest Rodeo. It's our goal to embrace a bit of the history and share it with our rodeo fans. So if you see someone, shake their hand. Give them a kind hello in honor of the theme. Stay, cowboy, and come celebrate the Prescott Frontier Days with us. Rodeo announcer Randy Corley here. Join us from June 28th through July 4th, the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. For information or tickets, go to worldsoldestrodeo.com or you can call 928-445-4320. Check us out on Instagram or Facebook. Prescott Frontier Days, presented by Coors.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, as Arizona's favorite son, Alice Cooper, sang, school's out for summer. That can mean 2.5 months of play. It can also mean the start of the summer slide. And that's what Susan Bolton's trying to stop with her new book, Summer Brain Quest. Susan, describe for us the summer slide.
Oh, the dreaded summer slide. What happens is that over the summer, when kids are away from school, if their brains are not engaged in active learning, many kids can lose a month's worth of learning, and some can lose up to a full 3 months of what they learned in the previous school year over the course of the summer. This obviously takes its toll because come fall, teachers are going to have to spend a minimum of 3 weeks just catching up, and sometimes longer.
Now, you are the author of the educational bestseller Brain Quest series, so explain what role parents can play in filling that gap over the summer.
Well, I think there are several things, but the most important thing is that parents who are involved in early education and education in general in their kids' lives see that you as a person, as an adult, value education. It's important to you. And we all know that kids copy our behavior, sometimes our good behavior, sometimes our bad behavior. So we want them to copy the good behavior, which is living in a household in which learning is valued. So if you want to avoid summer slide, there are really basically three things you can do. One is to read. You want to make sure that your child reads at least 6 books over the summer, either you read to him or he reads to you or reads alone. You want to keep the child engaged in learning. Maybe you can set up family learning challenges or family book clubs, or you go on vacation and you find opportunities for learning. And the third thing to do, it's really important, is you need to reward learning. So it's no accident that video games have levels and achievement badges, so it's our job to make learning more fun than Candy Crush, which is why in Summer Brain Quest, we have stickers and we have levels and we have games and things that the kids can do that will make them feel that the learning they're doing is valued.
So what age or grade level is Summer Brain Quest aimed at?
Well, the newest one that we've just published is for the summer between pre-K and K, but the series consists of 7 books and goes up to the summer between 5th and 6th grade. Mm-hmm. So there's 7 Summer Brain Quests. And the parent or the teacher or the tutor or the homeschooler would just pick the book that's appropriate for the child.
Now, I understand your book also has 8 outdoor activities. What are some of those?
Well, again, if we're just going to focus on the little kids, but there are outdoor activities for all ages. It could be something as simple as going to the playground with a piece of chalk, and if the child is able to write the alphabet on his or her own, they can write the alphabet. If not, maybe you can help. And then you can have a little challenge. You say, can you hop from A to B to C all the way to Z, saying the letters out loud? So you can turn it into a game. You could turn it into a family challenge. Let's see. I'm going to go behind you. I'm going to see if I can hop on 1 foot all the way to Z. So there are lots of things you could do. You could plan a family picnic, and the child would pick up information about weights and measures and how to do a recipe, perhaps. So if there are lots of things you can do outside as well as inside. We don't want kids staying inside all summer.
And you also say in your book that children from low-income households may suffer the greatest losses. Why is that?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with whether or not there are adults around to help and who can focus on the learning, whether or not, you know, we all know, sadly, that if your focus completely on whether or not there's enough food on the table and a roof over your head. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard to think about going to the library and reading. But we hope that through public libraries and independent bookstores that make reading groups possible, and books like Summer Brain Quest, which a lot of libraries have, that kids of all income levels will have access to the tools they need to stay smart all summer long.
Now, since this is summer vacation season and many kids go with their parents on trips during the summer, describe your mini deck that can be cut out and go with you.
Yeah, so at the back of the book, there are several pages that have questions and answers and activities that you just cut out, you staple together or just clip it together some way. And so if you're going on a plane or if you're in the back seat of the car, the kids will have plenty of ways to keep their brains active no matter what you're doing. And if they get bored with that, then you can play a family game. Let's say find the green billboard, find the red one. I mean, again, depending on the age of the child.
And in addition to filling in the summer slide information gap that happens every summer, how important is it to instill in even a small child the habit that schools teach, and maybe to sit down with this book maybe an hour or two every day in the summer?
Well, I don't think it needs to be an hour or two, because again, it depends on the child's activity and level of interest, but at some point you need kids to understand that learning happens everywhere, at home as well as at school, and structured programs such as leveled workbooks like Summer Brain Quest really help with that. So then you can let the kid, you know, follow their interest. Maybe they do a page, maybe they do two pages. We've heard from some parents that the kids just zip through and want to do the whole book at one go. But, you know, you let your kid set the tempo, but the basic idea is that learning is part of what you do every day. And again, to repeat myself, the primary way to get that to happen is through reading. Kids should be read to, kids should read aloud, and kids need to see that words are part of their daily world all the time and everywhere.
And how often do you come across parents who pass along to their children the idea that school, like work in some cases, is drudgery and summer is a relief from that? How do you overcome that?
Oh, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, when people respond to Summer Brain Quest, we usually are getting people who are saying, oh, thank goodness I've found a way to really make sure that my child is engaged. I think that even parents who truly value summer vacation and maybe those things that happen in the summer that don't happen year-round, that sort of unstructured life, you know, they make your own time, make your own game, go outside, run around the block, that can all continue. And still within that context, you can find opportunities to learn, to read, to name things, to practice the fine and gross motor skills. So I think it can, you know, you can be swimming in the pool, and again, depending on the age of the child, you might say, tell me how many strokes it takes you to get from one side of the pool to the next. That's learning. Mm-hmm. That's counting. So I think we can all exist in the same universe and make sure that while the kids take their vacations, which is great, we don't let their brains take a vacation too.
And for those kids who complete the book, is there some kind of certificate for them?
Yes, there is at the back of the book, because again, to repeat myself, it's really important that the kids feel that sense of achievement. And there's a certificate at the back of the book that says they finished everything, and I think it's probably worth a round of applause at the dinner table too, to make much of the fact that they've actually gotten to the end of something, they've completed something, they've learned something. Everybody should be proud of.
And wouldn't someone who homeschools their child benefit from this book year-round?
Oh, yes. And we do have Brain Quest decks and workbooks for the year-round, which are very, very popular with homeschoolers. And this is just for that in-between period. Again, if you're homeschool, you may not have exactly the same kind of summer break, but we have you covered all year round.
And how can our listeners get a copy of Summer Brain Quest or learn more about your workbook series?
Well, first of all, you could go on brainquest.com and you can find out lots of things, and there's an opportunity for parents to sign up for a newsletter so you can get Brain Quest quizzes and information throughout the year. It'll certainly lead you to retailers, but you can, and they're downloadables if you want more games and puzzles for the kids to do. So that's at brainquest.com, and you can find Summer Brain Quest in the full Global Breakfast line. Just about everywhere books are sold. Independent booksellers, almost everybody has Breakfast.
The book is Summer Brain Quest by Susan Bulbleton. Thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
And thank you so much for having me.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military task-oriented mindset and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia, Pitcher's One-Hour Air Conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Eric Propane, Primavera Online School, Al's Auto Body, House Jilson, Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Cardinals Tuesday at 6 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Her roots in Arizona go back over 100 years. She's a farmer, a small business owner, and a homeschool mom to three kids. She's Tiffany Shedd, a constitutional conservative running for Congress. To defend the West from Washington politicians, to stand with President Trump, and to defend our way of life. Tiffany Shedd understands rural Arizona because she lives it. Here's Tiffany Shedd.
Illegals smuggling drugs across my farm. Veterans dying waiting for care. The Second Amendment under assault. Rural Arizona deserves better. I'm Tiffany Shedd. I'm a constitutional conservative running for Congress to defend the West. We can secure our border. We will take care of our veterans. And as an NRA certified instructor, I'll protect our gun rights. I approve this message because being a constitutional conservative is who I am.
Paid for by Tiffany Shedd for Congress Committee.
I'm DJ Phone. Join me Tuesday at 2 o'clock for Q&A with Jamie Gehringer, just in time for Independence Day for her patriotic military fashion show from Smart Girls Resale Fashion. And Dean Simmons, bringing his Garth Brooks tribute, The Garth Guy, from Las Vegas to the Elks Theater this Saturday evening. That's Tuesday at 3 on Q&A with me, DJ Phone, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, certainly interesting. A little exercise in time travel. But we are back to normal here. This is just part of learning our new studio. We're really enjoying it, though. So we're learning by doing, and we also want to pass along a fun fact for you for our dog lovers in the audience, and I assume that is almost all of you. $1,500 was won prize money in the 2018 World's Ugliest Dog Contest. Boy, if you could see this dog. Anyway, it is a 9-year-old English bulldog. The dog's tongue must be a foot long. You really have to see this to believe it. My favorite part of it, the world's ugliest dog, is named Zsa Zsa. Now, that's just mean. Now, on the good news side, we have baseball coming your way this evening at 6 o'clock as the Cardinals visit the Arizona Diamondbacks at Chase Field for Game 2 of their series. You can catch the pregame show at 6, the first pitch at 6:40. Stay tuned now for the new Ben Shapiro show at 3 and Talk of the Town Prescott Valley at 4. Then, because tomorrow is the 4th of July, we're off, but Jerry Stewart's patriotic show, We the People, will air here here at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Then join me back here Thursday at 2 with my guest John Gunby Sr. For golf lessons for disabled vets, and Bruce Lanning with Tammy Osborne from the PCA's Stage 2 production of Savannah Sipping Society. That is coming up Thursday on Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, a surprise.